I pray that everyone that is listening today is having a joyous morning so far. It is my prayer that you are on your way into a house of worship on today. If you do not have one and you are in the Palmdale area, you can feel free to stop by and join us today at Empowered Church International. Our service time starts at 11 a.m. We are located at 2205 East Palmdale Boulevard, right here in the city of Palmdale, on the corner of Palmdale Boulevard and 22nd Street East. We look forward to seeing you and worshiping with you. Today, we will be talking, as we are in the season of giving and love and everything, we will be talking about a classic, as if you will, that many of you probably know, of known as Love and Happiness. And this scripture today will be coming from John 14, and the verses are verses 1 through 24. It is my prayer that you would go and read those in your own devotional time. That is John chapter 14, verses 1 through 24. And this is obtaining true love and happiness. Amen. And what we are known of is that we know that there are three elements of happiness that we must have. And if you want to correlate it with scripture, that is what we are going to do on today. That there are three elements of happiness that people say, that experts say that we need to have. You know, psychologists say that people need three things to make them happy. First of all, they need something to do. Secondly, they need something to love. And finally, they need something to look forward to. I think scripture agrees with this wholeheartedly. However, to be truly happy and satisfied, we must make sure that we are doing the right thing, loving the right thing, and looking forward to the right thing. This passage before us, as well as many others in scripture, that show us what to do, what to love, and what to look forward to. So number one, something to do. Everyone needs and wants something to do. There are a lot of things that we can do to make us happy. But if there is one thing we fail to do, then we will never be satisfied. You know, for me, I am happy when I go fishing. I'm happy when I go hunting. I'm happy when I go see a friend or loved one. I'm happy and I love when I go to church and I experience a good service. I'm happy when I have fun with my kids. But none of these things, however, can satisfy my soul. Some people are happy when they're high. Some people are happy while they're skiing or snowmobiling. Some people are happy while they are partying. Some people are happy while they're camping. Some people are happy while they're gambling. But none of these things, however, can satisfy our soul. Jesus Christ gives us what we need to do to find true satisfaction, which will lead not only to happiness, but joy unspeakable and full of glory. And that is in verse 1, where he says in John 14, verse 1, he says, "Believe also in me." Apart from a trust and faith in Christ, no one will ever find true joy or satisfaction. We must have confidence in him as our Lord and Savior. If you don't believe me, go over to the woman at the well in John chapter 4, that she had done a lot. She had been married 5 times and was living in adultery, but she wasn't satisfied. But when she trusted in Christ, he gave her living water where her soul would never thirst again. The prodigal son in Luke 15 had done a lot. He spent his time and his money living riotously. He had partied. He had the women. He had plenty of money. But when the money ran out, he found himself lying in a pig pen, unhappy and dissatisfied. But praise be unto God that he came home to the Father's house. And this is a picture of us leaving behind the things that cannot satisfy and placing our faith in Christ. Peter had plenty to do. He was a fisherman, but he left all and followed Christ. And in Christ, he found true satisfaction. Why is that? Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but by him. Without him, there is a God-sized hole in a person's soul that only he can fill. So I want you to remember that. Number one is to believe also in me. But number two, point B that I would make is to work for me, which is verse 12. If you go on down, you will see that Jesus lets us know that after we believe in him, there is still something to do, that we must work. You and I have the privilege to be servants and ambassadors of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, telling others about Jesus' involvement in work. Training and disciplining children, Christians take work. Raising and nurturing our own children takes work. Working for the Lord is not a burden, but it is yet a blessing. We have the opportunity to make an eternal and spiritual difference in mankind. So A, believe also in me. B, work for me. But C, you must ask for me. Verses 13 and 14. We also have the wonderful privilege to ask from Christ. When we ask things in his name and in his will, he will fulfill those requests. Asking in Christ's name mean that we would ask what he would ask and what he would bring, what would bring glory to him. You can't properly ask in his name without knowing his nature. He will provide for us everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness. He will give us the tools necessary to accomplish his purposes. But you must also obey. My God, this is something that I pray that you don't shut down on me on, but we must obey because Christ has given us many commands to obey. He has told us to live holy lives. He has told us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, but do it even more so as we see the day approaching of his coming. That is why I urge you to please get out into a house of worship today. And he has also told us to preach the gospel to every creature that has breath. He has told us to provoke one another to love and do good works. He has told us to build one another up. He has told us to glorify him. So for me, I will tell you to be happy. We must have something to do. We will do what we think will make us happy. And this reason some do more physical things than spiritual is because they think the physical will bring more happiness. However, the physical things we do are only temporary and will fade away. Our happiness will fade right along with it, and we need to do the spiritual, which is pray, witness, attend church, etc. And something else that I also urge you to do while we are in this glorious season of loving is to find someone to love. Not only does everyone need something to do, but everyone needs something to love. Some are in love with money to try to find happiness, but the love of money is the root of all evil, and many have pierced themselves through many sorrows going after it. Some are in love with pornography or immoral sex to try to find happiness, but they are corrupting their minds and destroying their bodies. Some are in love with things to try to find happiness, but they find that things will never satisfy. Jesus said that the two greatest commandments involved love. We are to love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, and with all of our mind and all of our being. And we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. I'm preaching to myself right about now. An individual that is not in love with God and not in love with his neighbor is an individual who does know who does know about true happiness. Our love for God produces obedience. I pray that you read these scriptures. This is John 14, 1 through 24. But don't sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus," and live in disobedience to him, because we show Christ how much we love him by how much we obey him. Jesus stresses over and over again in these verses that those that truly love him are those that live their lives according to his will. They love him so much that they realize that he has their best interest at heart and are willing to surrender to his will. If we love God, we will also love those that he has made, those created in his image. God's love for us produces comfort and communion. He let his disciples know that he would send them and us to the Comforter. The Holy Spirit lives in our hearts to comfort us, to convict us, and to encourage us. What wonderful words Jesus shares with his disciples. and words of great comfort for us all. We are all in him and he is in us. Jesus also tells us that the Father will love us. He will love us and he will manifest himself to us. Christ loves us and shows himself to us in his word through his spirit. So what I want you to do is figure out what wonderful news that we can have something to love, someone to love that loves us more than anything or anyone else. Money doesn't love us. Things do not love us. Immorality doesn't love us, but God does. Third thing, and I'm about to be through, is that you must have something to look forward to. Not only does everyone need something to do, someone to love, but everyone also needs something to look forward to. Some people hopes were never dashed because they look forward. If you look back at the prisoner of wars and those missing in action, their hopes were never dashed because they looked forward to being free. People that work look forward to getting a paycheck. People that race look forward to finishing and hopefully winning. Praise God that we have something greater to look forward to. We have the Father's house to look forward to. He said that in my Father's house are many mansions, and there is a place prepared specifically for us, a place prepared by the hand of God himself, a place of no sickness, no pain, no sin, no tears, no despair. And one of the things that we must be ready for is the Son's return. He has gone away to prepare a place. He himself will come again to receive us. Where he is, one day we can be. So my question to you today is, do you want to be truly happy? If so, then you must find something to do. If you need something to do, I dare you to take a step out on faith and trust Jesus as your Savior and get busy for him. If you need to find someone to love, then this holiday season, and I would encourage you to love God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And if you need something to look forward to Christ, because he's coming back, and look forward to spending eternity with him. My brothers and my sisters, this is about my time right about now, but I do pray that the word will bring you some type of hope, some type of promise on today, my brothers and sisters. We look forward to seeing you and worshiping with you. God bless you.